Just a little taste of Irish music. We're going to hear a lot more of that on March 17th. That is only a little more than 3 weeks away. St. Patrick's Day, which I always look forward to. This is always maybe the most fun morning of the year when we go over to Freighters and we have a big breakfast and everybody stops by and it raises a lot of money for the United Way. Well, we weren't able to do that last year because that's when COVID hit. And it's still here, so we can't do it again this year. But we have at least had some time to plan for an alternative to that. Joining us right now to tell us what the United Way is doing to raise money and how we're going to help out on St. Patrick's Day is from Blue Water Developmental Housing, Kathy Baker. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us because I'm really anxious to share with everybody what we've got planned for St. Patrick's Day to help out the United Way. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we are very excited because I think when, you know, you help the United Way, you give a hug to the whole community because there's so many different agencies that you help. But one of the things that we have is our traditional raffle going on this year. And no inflation here. The tickets are still $2 a piece. And you can buy them by, you know, contacting the United Way office at 985-8169 or myself, Kathy Baker, at 662-0957. And there's a lot of other folks throughout the community that are also selling these tickets.
Yeah, and some great prizes up for grabs too, huh?
Oh my gosh! Yeah. The United Way never disappoints when it comes to packages. There's a Wadhams Getaway package, one night lodging, and one night cabin stay at the KOA with a lot of other amenities that go with that. The Sawmill City. We also have the Explore St. Clair package. You know, treat yourself to a gift basket, locally made basket, hand dipped homemade chocolates from St. Clair. Also, we have the School Spirit package that the students and fans of the alumni at St. Clair Community College have put together. There's shirts and scarves and a Bluetooth speaker and many other things in that. And certainly, everyone's you know, a gambler at heart, kind of, and there's a lot of lottery tickets that have been donated here. You could end up being a millionaire. And we also have the Explore Point Fort Gratiot package, which has many, many things to local restaurants and apparel that also comes in that package. And for the golfer, because spring will be here soon, a few different golf packages, like at the Black River Country Club, Solitude Links, Portieron Elks, and the Marysville Golf Course, and the St. Clair Golf Club. So you can golf all the way through the county. Oh. And certainly last couple more things, the Royal Gourmet Charcoal Grill and Offset Smoker, and a coffee lover's basket. That would be the one for me. Lots of coffee to keep us awake every day. So
there you go. So you can buy those tickets for $2 each, and then we're going to do the drawing on St. Patrick's Day morning, just like we would do if we were at Freighters. So that's one more time, Kathy, where and how can people get their raffle tickets?
Again, they can buy them by calling the United Way at 985-8169. They can call me, 662, Kathy Baker, at 0957. Or also, I forgot to mention, the unitedway.charityraffles.org. For people that don't have time to make a phone call, we make it easy for you. You can also purchase that way. So we look forward to a lot of support for the United Way.
On St. Patrick's Day, since we can't get together and have breakfast together, just like they did with the kickoff, there will be a drive-through breakfast on St. Patrick's Day morning, won't there?
That is correct, and they can register online by going to the United Way website. And Chef Mike has put together a wonderful breakfast. If anyone's had his, I'm sure you have had his meals before. They never disappoint. So go ahead and support the United Way. by purchasing breakfast on that morning.
Well, what we're going to do is, since we're not going to be able to do this in person, we're going to be doing phone calls like you and I are doing right now, Kathy, and we're going to talk to folks from the United Way, from the member agencies like yours, those that benefit from those United Way dollars, and we will have recorded music, virtual music from our favorite Irish bands, Celtic Cross and the like, that usually show up there at Freighters. So we'll be listening to Irish music. We'll be enjoying Chef Mike's great breakfast that you can pick up over there at the United Way on St. Patrick's Day morning. It'll be the next best thing to being there, won't it?
Yes. Oh, yes, it will. And, you know, the support doesn't end. I think now more than ever, the United Way needs support of our community. It's been a hard year for our community. We've persevered, and there's a lot of people that need support. So come and help the United Way.
Like you said, Kathy, at the beginning of this conversation, it's like giving a hug to the community when you support the United Way. And I think that's a great analogy. It's because there are so many organizations. You're helping so many different people in so many different ways with those United Way donations, don't you?
Oh, that's right. You know, I mean, we have Blue Water Community Action. We have, you know, Sanborn Gratiot Memorial Home. We have Sons. There's, you know, I think sometimes people don't realize how many agencies the United Way helps, you know. So if you also, you know, they also have a loan closet where if you need a piece of equipment, you can borrow that from them. So they do so many things for our community. You know, they also have, I do want to mention, they also have something that's called 211 that if you ever need any help and don't know where to go, you can also give them a call on that. And they'll tell you, if they can't help you, they'll tell you where you can get the help.
Well, that 211 service has been so critical this year through the pandemic, as people have had a lot of, you know, issues where they, you know, don't know if they have enough money to pay their utilities, to provide food and shelter for their families. And now even some seniors that are having trouble getting registered for the vaccine. 211 will help with all that.
That's absolutely right. In fact, that's funny that you should mention that, because I had someone call me here at work the other day. I was able to direct them to 211. They called me back and said, thank you very much, you know. I can't get through that computer stuff, but they were able to help me get registered there, and now I'm registered to get my vaccine next week. So great service that they have there.
That's fantastic. All right. We look forward to St. Patrick's Day, as we always do, and hopefully in 2022 we can all be together. But next best thing coming up in just a few weeks with St. Patrick's Day and the United Way. Go to the United Way website to register for your breakfast and to buy all those raffle tickets. Some neat prizes there, Kathy.
Yep. We want to, want you to call the United Way either at 985-8169, myself at 662-0957, or you can call the get online, unitedway.charityraffles.org, and purchase some tickets. $2, a small price to pay for all these great prizes.
So. All right. Sounds good. Kathy, thanks for telling us about it. Really appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.